Hey guys, my name is Dean. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride and control. Pray with me real quick. Father God, thank you so much for the cross. Thank you for your sovereignty over this moment right now. I pray, God, that all eyes would be off of me and onto you right now. Just calm my nerves and pray that that you would effectively communicate the story of grace that you've written on my life to impact at least one person in here. In Jesus' name, amen. Growing up, my identity was found in playing sports. If I was playing well, all was good with the world. If I wasn't, then I was distressed. Being a late bloomer, I carried emotional scars from being bullied. And during this phase of my life is when I was introduced to pornography and masturbation, which would grip me for years to come. The summer of 2002, I decided to give my life to Christ at camp, but something was lacking. My view of God was that he was real, but there was no relationship. And once I could drive, I started experimenting with drugs and alcohol. When I was sober, I was self-conscious and timid, but when I was drunk, I was at peace. And then college and being in a fraternity provided freedom to access pornography to cope. My porn addiction escalated in the fraternity house, where it became a daily struggle and a numbing agent to all my anxieties and insecurities. My drinking and sexual promiscuity also escalated. During my senior year, my hangovers worsened to the point of being diagnosed as a hypoglycemic, forcing me to greatly limit my alcohol intake. Mad at God, I decided to just drink one night a week. My fraternity brothers were frustrated that I was adjusting my lifestyle, and once again, I felt alone. I started dating a girl who lived in Dallas and decided to move down here. I wasn't drinking that much, but our relationship was not God-honoring in the least. We decided to check out The Porch, Watermark's young adult ministry. Coming from a small church background, Watermark was way outside of my comfort zone. There's a guy on stage talking about pornography, a pornography struggle, and his authenticity grabbed me, and I wanted to come back. As the relationship ended, I decided that it was time to go all in at Watermark. I decided to start the road to recovery through regeneration. I honestly had no idea what to expect, but I was desperate and something had to change. I sat in the back row in the dark so no one would recognize me. It was odd at first, but there was something sweet about it, something refreshing. Society tells us, especially men, to keep our emotions and problems to ourselves. This was the complete opposite. Men were disclosing problems both strikingly similar and vastly different from mine. Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And steps 1 and 2 were really easy for me. I knew nothing good dwelled in me. I was a drunk, a sex addict, a tobacco addict, a deceiver, slanderer, worrier, and was at the end of my rope. I knew that I had no power over any of my addictions, and it would take an act of God to turn my life around. Step 3 was hard. Trust has always been a major issue for me. I'd been let down so many times in my life, and so it was really hard to trust God. As we moved through the steps, I started to notice patterns in my life. I had an unhealthy self-image and was fearful of never measuring up. I learned that as a follower of Christ, life is not always easy, but it is much healthier and, to my surprise, much more enjoyable. Step 5 taught me to confess my sins to the men in my life, and step 8 taught me forgiveness because of Christ's payment for me on the cross. He gladly said, "I'll take Dean's cup," and was really murdered for all of my sin. There's nothing I can do to make him love me any more or any less. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's the kind of love that this world needs more of. Modeling this unconditional love to others was not an option. I was starting to understand the ramifications of the cross and how it should impact everything you do. I locked arms with the guys in our group, and week in, week out, we went to war together. There was radical life change going on. Men were experiencing freedoms like they had never before, confessing sins that they had never shared because it was a safe place to be. Watching their lives transform, I began believing this could happen to me. One night, our leaders handed out a rock to each person with a description of a struggle of ours. Mine was table for one. Social anxiety and relationship anxiety has always plagued me. I used to be able to manage it with alcohol and masturbation. I was forced to face these struggles head on with no coping mechanisms other than God's word and community. They encouraged me to not allow these anxieties to keep me from the desires God placed in my heart, which would be marriage, community, ministry, etc. On the other side of the rock is 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." and that rock still sits in my bathroom next to my sink. God was starting to change my desires from what the world said was good to what he said was good. Love was starting to mark my life at work, within relationships, with my family, and ministries I'm involved with here at Watermark. I was starting to be concerned with others and not just myself. Life now looks so much different than it did the first 26 years of my life. I am now a true follower of Christ. I do my best to check my heart on all decisions, making sure it's aligned with God's word and attempt to live out the 12 steps daily. Is my life perfect now that I have completed the 12 steps? Far from it. That's my foundation group. I'm a sinner and always will be, but with the payment of Christ's blood on the cross, I am 100% confident where I'm going to spend eternity. To grow in relationship with Christ, we must get to know him. We do that by reading his word. No longer do I view God like a genie, asking him to grant me the wishes that I want. I do my best to thank him for all that he has done in my life, ask his forgiveness for my sinful ways, and then place my request before him, knowing that his way is best. He turned the mess of my life into a message of hope to others. So whether it be at my place of work, a grocery store clerk, my family, an English class in Vietnam, or a hut in Haiti, I share my story. It's a gift from God. God has changed my relationships too. When I harbor bitterness, I confess it. If I hurt someone, I ask their forgiveness, and if someone hurts me, I extend forgiveness, even if I don't feel like it. Why? Because that's what Jesus did for me. Another gift from God is that I'm married to the most amazing woman of God. She is truly tangible evidence of God's grace in my life. So much that in 18 months of dating, we didn't kiss until the altar. And you tell me how that happens to someone who struggled with porn over a decade. Someone who preyed on girls at bars. Only the blood of Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit transforming me one day at a time. Only with his help can I serve her, love her, and lead her to as God calls me to. My community group were the first men to truly know me. I didn't hold back the final 2% from them like I did with everybody else. They're loving, amazing men who are committed to sharpening and encouraging me in my darkest hours of despair. God never intended us to live in isolation. We were created for relationships. Shout out to my community guys in the room. You loved me when I was in the pit of despair, and that's how Christ loved me and drew me to him, so thank you for that. To my region guys, you guys are my heroes. You show up and fight every week. Even when you're down, you bring it to the group and we walk through it as a unit, man. I'm so grateful for you guys. If this is your first time at Regent, I'm so proud of you. Those two doors back there are hard to walk through the first night, I promise, I know. I want you to know that it's okay to be anxious or uncomfortable. We all were when we came in the first night. I'm a living and breathing testament to what God can do in your life. The sovereign creator of the heavens and earth brought you here. You are loved far more than you could ever imagine. You may feel like God can never love you and that you are too far gone. And that's exactly who God sets free. My name is Dean. I have a new life in Christ. And I'm recovering from pride and control. And if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, I would not be experiencing the freedom and joy I am today. Thanks for letting me share.